Wow. Hello, everyone. Good greeting. Because if you say good afternoon, we don't know when you're going to hear, you know, I'll be watching this. And if you say good morning, we actually do it in the morning. Yes. Very early morning.
Yes.
And we're tired.
We are.
So, greetings to everybody. Welcome back. And we're going on the fourth episode of Shut Up Until You Dare podcast. By the way, those of you who are new, for a little while, we're still going to introduce ourselves. My name is Jemawi Dean. I am the founder and creator of Shut Up Until You Dare, the story behind what you see, and my partner for now. And we have another partner coming up, you know, with us on board soon. So we are three powerful, educated, non-angry
women. And my name is Benji. Well, my full name is Benji before that, but I think I'm Benji.
So, but anyway, welcome back and thank you for all the feedback. And you guys gonna see each video is coming out differently because based on the feedback you guys had emailed us, texted us, called us about, and shared, like, okay, this is what I didn't like. This is what I would like you guys to add on. So the technician here, and I also have someone else, and probably you guys will meet at some point, been working so hard, I have nothing to do with that, and I have that skills. So thank you. We are very grateful to you all for all the feedback to help us improve. So the past couple of months, we did the introduction. We talked about cultures versus subcultures. We talked about gentle parenting. And it's looping in. If you guys remember what we said, this podcast is about is, you know, mental health, mental illness, awareness, and connections between community, ethnicity, and cultures, how all this impact how we act, how we behave, how we see people, we preview people, and how perspective of people is shaped based on those things. My perspective on life and in mental health and mental illness and life is completely, well, I don't want to say completely because we're in the same field. So kind of like differs from Ben, right? Yeah. So one of the example is I believe right here for me is God. He controls everything. He's in charge of everything. She's laughing. And by the way, some of you are going to be mad at this episode. So I think. So she believe, for me, I believe God controls everything. He has everything. So I give him everything. And then I also understand under that, just like we talked about cultures versus subcultures. And so under that, we have the influence of our cultures. We have the influence of our environment and also our mental status. Ben believes otherwise.
Yes.
We don't bring everything to God. So the reason for this episode, we're gonna bring and remind you guys that this is more about mental health awareness and mental illness and how that integrates itself in everything that we do and how Shut Up Until You Dare continues to be what it is. Because how do I see someone who's acting and reacting certain ways and not judging them and think, I wonder why that person is doing that? So the story behind what you see, the story behind what you see could be, okay, cultural or ethnicity upbringing, mental illness, mental wellness, you know, mental state of mind. So today is to remind you guys this. Shut Up Until You Dare. This is the connections that we do. This is the, you know, the projection, you know, sometimes projection can be bad as well. So we'll talk about that too. But Ben is gonna get into this.
Today's topic is obviously mental health. And we kind of touch upon it a little bit here and there, but we're gonna start to dive a little bit deeper. And each week, the topics now we're going to bring is going to have some connection to the other two ones that we did, culture as well as gentle parenting. Everything is going to link back to culture.
And mental health.
Yeah, because that's the topic today specifically. So some of the topic you can look forward to see is some certain mental health disorders that is very common within our community and many other communities as well, like depression, anxiety, bipolar.
So if someone would ask you, right, they come to your office and either been referred or they feel like, you know, something's off, but I need to see someone. And they ask you, what is mental health, mental illness? What is your first thing? Because there's so much things about what is that? Mental health. When we say mental health, people see the health in mental health. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I believe that we say mental health, mental illness, you know, to combine the two, just to make it as a balance. So if I ask you, what is that? What is mental health? What is mental illness?
Yeah, so mental health is very similar to physical health. Just like you can wake up one day and you don't feel well, or you have like diabetes or a high blood pressure. Mental health is similar. The only difference is it's mental. It's in your mind. Your mind is impacted. And at times, yes, it's invisible. It's not something you can see, but it is something you can feel. Oftentimes, especially for islanders and immigrants, the way it shows up is through somatic symptoms, which is a topic we will cover what that is. And we'll go deeper into it, exactly how mental health is presented within the immigrant and islander population. I say immigrant and islander because not every immigrant is an islander. So, because some second or first generation islanders' kids who were born here. So they're not necessarily an immigrant, but they are also islander. That's why I say both.
Okay, that is true.
Yeah.
I like to actually, when I work with my clients, especially those who suffer from anxiety, I like to say mental illness is an invisible bully.
Yes, it really is. And you know what? I'll get into more in that because we're going to cover certain techniques and tools we use, especially working with kids, how to explain it to them. And we're going to talk about all that. But for now, the way to think about mental health is exactly what Jema said. It is an invisible bully. It's not something you can see or something you can touch. And oftentimes it leads you to act impulsive, do certain things you wouldn't do, say something you wouldn't do because you don't understand what's happening to you. The physical health, we have an understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, we can know exactly what we go to a doctor, you have a lump somewhere, they can tell you exactly what it is, but it's not the same necessarily for mental health.
But also, if someone comes and what would you say would be one of the reasons
they have mental health?
Yeah, I was like, because we talk about, you know, you have a stomach ache, you have a headache, because sometimes a headache can be the impact of high blood pressure, produces that. For example, depression. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you will tell our people, our listeners, or watching us?
Yeah.
What causes it?
Well, same thing. The same way that you can have a physical diagnose for a physical condition, is the same way we also have diagnoses, symptoms, signs that tells you that you either have depression or anxiety. So it's the exact same thing. It's just the signs are different. I guess something that could be more tangible to do is, let's think about somebody who's been through something horrific. It could be a natural disaster or an attack, and they end up having bad dreams. They're having flashbacks.
What
and
we call PTSD? Intrusions.
Yes. However, we are aware that everybody who's gone through something traumatic doesn't necessarily have PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
That
is true.
But that doesn't mean they're not impacted by it and displaying it in a different way.
Exactly. So imagine that you got into a car accident, minor or big, and every time you go down that street, you remember what happened. That right there is a trigger. And that's kind of how you would find out. I use trauma because trauma can be an easiest way to know what's going on. The symptoms are more in your face. because depression can be very silent.
Oh, very, very silent.
Anxiety sometimes can be very silent. It could, and
but it also makes some people impulsive.
Yes,
you know,
it
anxiety.
Does, but they don't know that
exactly. And so which is why Shadaba told you there, like to connect the two and bring that awareness, because I am acting certain ways. I bring it into my house. I bring it into the community, and I'm behaving certain ways. And we have a bunch of undiagnosed people mm-hmm. in our community
yeah.
who are doing things. And so when you bring that in and you connect it in, I'm doing something and I don't understand what it mm-hmm. is, you know what I mean? And connecting that, and we come and say, anxiety.
Yeah.
Wait, why is this person acting this way? Mm-hmm. What, you know, because when I'm around that person, I either smoke, I am fidgety, I am this, I'm that.
Yeah.
And we call bad behavior.
Yeah.
And which we'll detail more.
Yeah, bad behaviors, it's the person or the child who is bad. They just don't know how to listen. They just, you know, they need more discipline. So a lot of time it's because there's a connection. There's something that's not connecting. So when we think about mental health, and oftentimes the way we process emotions, the way we understand emotion and understand ourselves, the right brain and the left brain don't always connect. Your emotional brain and your thinking brain or cognitive brain don't always connect. So if you're not, if there is a disconnect between your emotional brain and your thinking brain, what do you think is going to happen?
They lash.
There is going to be a clash.
And people are going to misunderstand
yes.
how you behave. Not that we're not saying some people or some kids do not need to be disciplined. That's not what we're saying.
No.
Because I can also understand and hear people already saying, wait, they are bad kids. They are bad this.
Hold on. There's no such thing as a bad kid.
I like that.
Their behaviors is bad. But the kid themselves is not bad. It's their behavior. That's mm-hmm. what needs to be focused on. Why is a child behaving the way they're behaving?
The story behind what we see.
Exactly. The child isn't bad. And oftentimes, a little child have big emotions and they don't know what to do with it. They will have tantrum. That's
how they express.
That's how they express.
That's what they know.
And for most parents, they don't know how to understand or how to read what they're getting. And so then we assume that the child is bad.
And sometimes people looking in, not even knowing the parent or parents, and seeing that child acting and going around and running around, because maybe the child needs a one-on-one, or maybe they need to be in a more inclusive setting.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they are in a setting where there's like 20, 30 people. And then their brain is going
all over
because they are overstimulated. And then what do we say about that parent or those parents?
They can't control their kids. Yeah, no. No, just like us, we have big emotions. We get angry, you know, we get sad, we cry. We have all these emotions. So does a little child. They have the same emotion. It's even worse because they don't know what's really happening to us. As adult, we might know what's happening. We just avoid it.
And some of them don't. Some of us don't.
We might avoid it. We don't want to deal with it because emotional disturbance is very painful to deal with.
You know why I'm laughing? It's because the part that you're saying, and as I said earlier, she already knows I'm coming for her.
Yeah.
She knows I'm coming for her. So that part that she's saying, so we have that, right? So this is where, in the beginning, I had said, I know God is in control. I know we give God everything. And she said,
No.
So
hear me out before you jump down my throat. Hear me out, okay? The way that I view it is that the way religion...
We can't go into really deep. That would be another subject.
I would not go deep, but I want to explain myself more. But I am more of a spiritual person, and no one really fully understands that oftentimes. And when I meet a lot of people who are super religious, into church, Bible, like, they seem to try to convert me. And that's why I'm like,
By the way, I'm going to explain to you. here goes cultures versus subcultures, being both of us being Haitian. Yeah. I'm going to explain to you why, especially in the Haitian setting, why when you say I am spiritual.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. That's why. So I'm more spiritual. Okay. My belief is that the fact that I wake up and I have breath in my body and I am alive, that's God's doing. God already did his part. Now, what happened through my day, my emotion is up and down, or I'm facing with so many challenges throughout my day, that's for me to handle. I can't say I'm handling an issue. I'm going to put it in God's hand. To me, that's avoidance. Clinically, that's avoidance. You're avoiding dealing with the issue. Because
so this
God,
is where I was like,
yeah. Because for me, God already did his part. The rest of it is up to me. Because it's supposed to be a partnership. At least for me, that's how I believe it.
Well, I agree with that. But I also have, we also have a bunch of people who are going to be watching this, especially typical
religious, super religious people.
Who's going to say,
I grew up with one of them.
And some of them are probably going to stop watching us just because of that. So, but it, well, it's okay. It's okay. Everybody has their own opinion. But it also, I think it's also the beauty between, you know, this mm-hmm. right here. This is how different we are. Yeah. I believe I give God everything. Right?
Avoidance.
But at the same time, I am also a therapist. So I also know I need to check my mental status. I need to check my mental health. I need to be balanced. I need to do this. So we can also say, I can say, you know what? You're not a Christian. You don't believe in God. So that would be the conclusion. The story behind
What you see.
Because she has her own reason, mm-hmm. which she will talk about.
Yeah, I'll talk about it, expand more. But I am, it's not that I'm against God. Because mm-hmm. oftentimes when I say I'm more spiritual, I don't really do the church. I vibe and, you know, I don't do any of that. And the, yeah.
You know what? She's looking at me. So when we were planning on doing the launching,
I'm gonna keep putting you out there.
So when we were planning on doing the launching party for Shut Up Until You're There, there are two people that I actually respect in spiritual leaders in the Haitian community. I respect a lot. So I brought them to her, and I've been saying, okay, this part, this is who's gonna be doing it. This part, this is who's gonna be leading it. It's like, did you say you're bringing two pastors?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You sure mental health and pastors, they're going to tell you to just give it to God? And
mm-hmm.
so because of her experience, so I had to actually sit down and say, trust me. Because if I say, trust me, mm-hmm. if I bring two people on board and I know they can balance the two and connect it with the people that we're going to serve and we want to serve. Yeah. So she had her own Shut Up Until You're There moment too, actually, because when she met with them, it's like, okay, checked.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, you like them?
Yeah. I think they're cool people. Yeah, I do. But it's just like we all have different ways of viewing things, of experiencing things. And for me, it's always like there's always a rejection because of the way I believe, at least from
the interaction. At least the way you were brought.
Yeah.
In your setting.
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. the kind of feedback I've gotten. So that's not going to make me change my mind. I will expand on it. But for now, this is the topic we're going to keep talking about. So as you mentioned, the topic to come mm-hmm. is going to be the next topic we're going to talk about is a little bit diving deeper into mental health. And we're going to talk about a lot of different topics, such as like perceptions, trauma in general,
depression,
anxiety, yeah.
generational trauma, yep. things like that. So for now, this is the understanding. We wanted to go a little deeper to remind you this is what this podcast is about
mm-hmm.
and letting you know that it's more to come and getting in deep where all these little things the last three segments, they link and mm-hmm. make us the way we are as human beings mm-hmm. and moving forward. So as we go, as we interact with people,
mm-hmm.
know their upbringing, their cultural exposure, their cultural and ethnicity. They have something that you may not understand and you may not know. And you're definitely that what we call the invisible bully.
Mm-hmm.
They have something going on you don't know. Don't take it personally.
Yeah. And we're going to expand on this a lot more, okay? Like, this is just a taste. You know when you're cooking and you taste the water? This is just that.
Yeah.
Okay? And we're going to bring a lot of stories. Because
we do a lot of stories.
We want you guys to understand the topic. Thank you. See, she's finishing my sentence. How
we
great
like
is she? Give her some love, y'all. For now, Jema, please tell the people what they need to do and how they can do it.
So please continue to do what you have been doing. Now, you know, check us on YouTube, the YouTube channel that we have. The link is there. On TikTok, the link is there. And she, Ben, has done a wonderful thing. Right down there, you can click on all this, the phone number, the email address, everything is there. You just click and she wonderfully put all of them in one place. And also the podcast is on many different platforms that will also be there. So check with us. Continue to call us. Continue to give us feedback because that helps us improve and
please
bring you something better. But
last thing I want to add before you end is that if you guys have a topic that you want us to go over, just add it either in a comment in the YouTube. You can comment below and let us know what you want us to talk about. And we will too as well. But we do have a lot of topics we want to cover. So let us know.
All right. But until then, when you encounter the things that you don't understand, shut up
until you're there.